This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's time for overrated, underrated, or properly rated with the Chad Hartman Show. Live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun.
Okay. Let's go over this expression with you, Susie.
Okay.
Spring ahead. Fall back.
Can you say it one more time? Yeah, say it one more time.
Go ahead, Dave.
Spring ahead, fall back.
So you
That's what we do with our clocks. Okay. We just had this conversation last hour. These topics we're sick of. So people are saying, well, wait a second. If you're sick of, why are you bringing it up again? Because sources have told the two of us that you thought Saturday night / Sunday morning, 2 a.m., we were falling back even though we're approaching the spring season. So
it's right there in the there in the name. It's right. It couldn't have been easier for me.
Yeah. What happened?
Well, I want to say that on several occasions, I was clear that it was spring ahead. There was a text chain with my family. We were all going to my mom's for her birthday yesterday. And it was always, remember, change your clock, go forward, spring ahead, forward. Yeah. How many different ways can we say positive movement forward?
Yeah.
And so I knew it. I knew it very well. I had it in my head. And then I had Saturday evening to myself, and I was going to have a little dinner and watch a movie. And then I went up to my room. Because I'm a boomer, and I actually have an alarm clock that I set, not on my phone, not on my Apple Watch, just there. And I literally did it wrong. I literally did it wrong, thinking I was doing it right.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, as folks might know, I have a live, that would be a live radio show at 7 a.m. on Sunday mornings. Yeah. And Josh Wheeler is the host. I mean, the producer. Well, sometimes he's the host when I don't wake up.
Sounds like he's taking over from the last 2 weeks.
This is back-to-back weeks for Josh. He thinks he's the next Steve Cannon at this point.
So, of course, I'm not awake. And I get several. I probably had 20 calls from various different people. Many, many more texts.
Worried.
Very worried. At one point, I understand they were thinking that they would call St. Louis Park Police to see if they could get somebody to knock on the door, or maybe did someone know a neighbor. Yeah. But clearly, I was down for the count. I slept very well.
Yes.
An extra 2 hours.
Yeah.
Now, it's
so
not
about
funny.
What time did you roll in? What time did you roll in?
You know, this is, and I want to say, overrated, underrated. Overrated is daylight saving. I hate daylight
saving. Sounds like you don't participate in it.
Well, I hate it.
She does. It's just her own version.
It's my own version.
You hate it so much. You go change
the rules.
You go 2 hours the wrong way.
2 hours
the wrong
way. Today,
from now on, tell her she's in charge of, I guess, the 10 o'clock news. Because if not, we say noon, she's not going to be
okay,
here.
Okay. So I set my alarm on my boomer old school alarm clock for 6 a.m.
Why aren't you using your phone? Come on.
Well, and this is another one that I get chastised. Yeah.
Chastised.
From my colleagues.
We're talking about your chastity.
No, not that. We
right
don't.
Now.
No, please. Let's a whole nother hour. Listen, Steve Simpson, who I love to death, is just in awe and sort of maybe flabbergasted that I'm not more modern. Oh, your modern ways, they frighten me. Because, and then I said, well, my phone beeps all the time and it buzzes and dings,
okay,
you know, and people like I get on a text chain and these women that I'm friends with will start, I like that, or sending jokes at 11 at night. And I don't want all that binging and bonging on my phone.
Yeah.
Well,
you
suffice
heard there's
it to
a volume switch.
There's lots of ways to get rid of it.
Notification
silence. Yeah. You can even make a person's phone number sound different. So perhaps I might keep Josh Wheeler's number in a different song or a different tone.
Right.
So
very
when
loud.
Very loud. So but literally I was so mad. Gosh, I was mad. Because I get in my car, now it's 6:20 in my head, on the clock. Well, clearly it's 8:20, so I've missed the whole 7.
Yep.
And can I get in for part of Bruce Helmer and Peg Webb and Wealth Enhancement?
Right.
So I'm flying in here, and at 10 minutes to 9.
What time did you realize it?
At 8:20 the real time, 6:20 my time. My alarm went off.
Susie time.
It's
like they have Carter calendar.
Carter's got the calendar. You have your own time.
I have my own clock. Anyway, so I did, and of course, you know, Kay Jones is upset with me because she thinks I'm always going to be fired, which I probably could have been.
You're bulletproof. I just was thinking, we had the craziness, like somebody said, they're overrated, underrated. The properly rated is hearing that H. Lake and Chris Tubbs are back. That was on top of my list. It's fantastic that they're back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we could say those guys are a bulletproof because they were let go and then they're back. Like,
right. They're
Superman. 6 hours later.
Superman.
You're the most bulletproof. If I got let go to Russia, Vanita, anybody, I'd be like, well, that can happen. You, no chance at all. Zero. You show up, I don't know, what do you think, Dave, 60% of the time. You argue
generous
with Lindsay all the time.
I do argue with Lindsay all the time about vacation.
You I'm sick, and occasionally you are sick. Most often you're just watching a show at home, Matlock. There's a run of Matlock. And now you roll in whenever you want. You are the economy right now, the market is down 836.
It's my
fault. Lost every dollar I've ever had. You are the safest person with a job in America right now.
Remember when I got those free glasses?
Yes, for sure. For sure.
Well, I have to tell
you. All right, we got to go.
No, wait. I want to do one quick thing. So I was at my fabulous event when I won that fabulous award. And
yeah.
I got.
Yes.
I got.
No wonder you didn't know what day it was.
Right. My ego is so huge. I got set up on a date, and I'm going to dinner tonight with a date. From the Wednesday Salut at 50th in France.
But the funny thing is,
I said to the dude texting, I said, hey, if you want to listen to the show, listen Sunday morning at 7. Well, guess what? He texted in. He said, are you okay? Because I think Josh was saying things like, we can't find Susie.
Oh. Not sure Josh should have been saying quite that.
I think there might have been a tiny bit of an alarm. But anyway.
Yeah. Dave said it was accurate. Okay. What's this gentleman's name? Can we say that?
I think we could, because I'm not saying anything. There's no ill will here.
There's no last name or anything.
No, yeah. Steve.
Uh-huh. Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
Steve and Salou. We got the alliteration going.
I will let you know how it goes.
We will hear about that probably at 4:30 when Susie tomorrow joins us right here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, if you want to send in something you have for overrated, underrated, properly rated, we'll take a look at it. Text away 651-461-9226. The stock market right now, the Dow is down 852 points. NASDAQ is down 770. It was a good run, Susie. It was fine. You know,
Rome was not built in a day. Don't look at the day-to-day fluctuations. I'm listening to Pete Najarian. Sundays he's in here and he always gives me tips. This is a blip, as Dave Harrigan says. Let's not set the house on fire.
Hey, we got the live ticker on CNN. It just went from 872 down up to 862. So we're, 10 points back in the right direction.
Speaking of Pete Najarian, football guy Dan Cook gives me the nugget that Adam Schefter just reported Sam Darnold to
where?
The Seattle Seahawks.
Ah, all right.
Sam Darnold not returning. Seattle became the favorite over the weekend once they traded Geno Smith.
Hmm.
So Sam Darnold. It was fun.
Yeah. It was a great year.
It was a wild ride. The last two games, not so good. It wasn't just him.
Yeah.
But Sam Darnold, I mean, great signing by Kwesi. To get that out of him exceeded all expectations.
Chad, did I see like a blip on the screen that said something about Aaron Rodgers coming to Minnesota? Was that just...
Well, that's been rumored, but now the heavy, heavy talk is he's destined for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Gosh.
That's where seemingly.
Does he have any juice in him left? I mean, God,
I don't think so.
I don't either.
I've been saying his last year with the Packers, he wasn't that great.
Mm.
Then he blows out the Achilles,
Jets.
And the last year wasn't that good.
Yeah.
Here's the numbers on a Darnold from Adam Schefter. 3 years, $110.5 million.
Oh, he'll be okay.
$55 million. Guaranteed.
Jeez.
Dave Harrigan, we call that Susie Jones WCCO radio money.
Yeah, and Darnold doesn't even have to show up for the first half of the year, and he's just fine.
Exactly. If Sam starts showing up midway through the second quarter,
we'll
know the Jones effect has taken place. All right, what do you have, Dave?
Yes, Dave.
All right, well, we got to go quick here. So this one is from yesterday. Who doesn't like Chinese food, right? Everybody loves Chinese food.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday we had a little belated birthday dinner for my wife with her parents over, her sister. We're feeding seven people. Chinese food is great, but what's underrated besides just the food, the ruthless and aggressive efficiency of every Chinese restaurant in America. We've got our favorite place. It's about 15, 20 minutes away, a little drive, no big deal. But I have learned, Chad, do not make the phone call from home. Do not order the food from home because I will be very, very late. Yesterday, I made the move, drove halfway, pulled over, made the call. We've got food for an army. 10 minutes.
Wow.
10 minutes. Ready in 10 minutes. And boom, I walk through the door, and there it is, bagged up, sitting on the counter.
Whew.
Isn't that awesome?
It's amazing.
You're so right.
Yeah.
Among all the food options, okay, the one where you can get in like 10 minutes, boom, great Chinese. I don't care that it's not always the healthiest for you. It's excellent. Mm-hmm. I'll say this, just jumping in. We went to a Japanese steakhouse last night.
In St. Louis.
The whole presentation.
Oh, no. I forgot. Never mind. Go ahead. I know.
I say I'm out here in California. You know what was a crushing aspect of it?
What?
No yum yum sauce.
Oh, yeah.
No. Close that place down.
Honestly, ginger and kind of a wasabi spicy, no yum-yum? No,
get out of here.
What is going on?
Heck's sake.
All right, Dave, what's next?
All right.
I'll go quick on this next one. I just have to brag up my oldest kid who was participating yesterday in a Minnesota Regional Championship swim meet for the first time. She just started swimming competitively on my wife's team a few months ago. Qualified, you had to get qualifying times in each of her events. She snuck in a qualifying time on her 50-yard breaststroke. Watching her via the live stream, which, by the way, silver lining to come out of COVID, that you can live stream these things.
Wait, where were you at this point?
I was at home with the little one. It was early in the day. They had to leave at like 5:30 in the morning.
Okay.
She's in lane one of the second heat, which means you're the slowest of that heat. You know, they put the fast ones in the middle and work their way out.
Yep.
And she smoked that whole heat by two body lengths, shaved 13 seconds off her previous best time, and finished with a medal for sixth place out of everybody in that heat. So go get them, kid.
Isn't that nice?
That is fantastic.
It was so cool to watch her just flying through the water.
Gosh. That's awesome. Congratulations, Papa.
It's all me.
No kidding.
All me.
couple items here. Shima Nord, Dave, you saw the story too. She's 18.
Oh my goodness.
She has weeks or months to live. She's a Duluth native and a Duluth East senior. And she recently, on March 1st, had upward of 400 friends of friends, and family members celebrate her high school graduation months early, Susie, because they don't know if she's going to be around.
Isn't that awesome?
And it turned into this health issue where they thought it was just a back issue, and it just keeps getting worse and worse. And reading about her and reading about her spirit and the type of person she is and those who have rallied behind her, including Make-A-Wish, which put this together. I hope a miracle happens. If you want to believe in miracles, she would be a top candidate. But also to just believe in the decency of others who rallied to her. So we are thinking of you. There is a debate that I saw on USA Today about this contraption a mom set up, Susie, teaching her toddler or other toddlers how to fold clothes. And so, like, they put cardboard together, right? And then they've got the numbers like 1, 2, and 3. So you're like, do this first, this second, this third. And people are going apoplectic. This is child labor. Do these people know what child labor actually is?
I think it's a healthy skill to have, and I'm all in favor of it. I can't imagine a toddler would do very well with it, given the toddlers that I know. Oh, actually, they were pretty good. Okay.
They were pretty good. You know, child labor.
Child labor. That's a hoot. Listen.
A couple last ones here.
Yes, go ahead.
Golf TV coverage, outside of showing us the golf ball in the air and some of the golf speed, they are woefully behind the coverage improvements of pretty much any other sport on the planet, including yesterday when Russell Henley is dueling Colin Morikawa. And the key point on the 16th hole, Susie, he's like you. He chips in for eagle on 16. We're in the middle of a commercial and just see the ball going in the hole as the key ultimate deciding shot takes place. Golf, it's not that difficult to miss the key shots late in the round. Embarrassing.
Two last items. When you go into a store, Dave Harrigan, and you say, hey, it's something I need right away, do you have this? Do you need to go in the back and check? And when the guy says, no, yeah, we have it. Don't worry about it. And then you pick it out, and then guess what he says? We don't have it. Can we get it to you in like a week or so? Should that be grounds for dismissal right there?
It's a little tough. It's a little tough to have your hopes brought up so high and then smashed to pieces right in front of you.
Better
to just say, let me go look. Then when you're hanging a little bit and then, okay, you can handle it. That's tough.
That's how Lindsay feels every day when Dave comes home. And then there's now a pizza where they're putting oranges on the pizza. Not just the atrocity, which is pineapple on pizza, Susan K. Jones, but oranges on a pizza. Should these people be removed from the planet, yes or no?
Yes, they should be banished to Siberia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, can I say one last one?
Of course you can.
Happy birthday to Kay Jones.
Oh, is it today?
It was yesterday, but, you know, she's made it solid 94 years, and she is a whippersnapper. She has raised four ferocious daughters who have an extreme sense of self and self-confidence and ignorant bliss in which to do anything they want.
Show up anytime they want.
Yeah, sure. What time did you show up at the party? A couple hours late? Or?
You know what? I was actually a little early because we ordered food and I was to pick it up and everybody else was late. But we had a good little afternoon, and little baby Isaiah, the grandbaby who's 9 months, arrived to crawl around and have a and let everybody hold him. So that was a good afternoon.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to Kay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Susie.
Okay. Talk soon.
Brian Belsky, the market is down, 800 some points with the Dow, 700 points with NASDAQ. Is it all over? Our economic guru is moments away.